forgot the foolish child I used to be. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For you've taken my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free from the guilt of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. I'm taking my shackles for a glorious song. Praise God, I am free. Praise at last. I'm God, I thought we were saying, I am free. Free at last. Praise God, I am free. Free at last.
Great song, Hattie. Sing me one verse of a... Terry, lead it off over there before you go into the Marine Reserves with that haircut. So, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Anybody else have reading glasses? These are about done. Who's got a pair? Sing along with me, folks. What a joy to be in God's house.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
That is beautiful, that is beautiful. Now I see. I was at work this week, and we were looking at one of the jobs that we've got to do, and one of the jobs we have to do, we have to sweep up sand. In the wintertime, you know, we have all that big, huge snow we had this winter. But they did come put a little sand down in the parking lots, and we're still old school. We sweep the sand up. I was talking to Rolando, and I said, one of the things on the list, I said, we got to clean up the sand. And he said, well, I have an eye problem. I said, I was thinking maybe he's the sand blowing back. He said, no. He says, I just can't see myself doing that job. I don't understand. And I'm going to read a scripture. And it's sometimes you just hear one little phrase and one little thing, and it just kind of touches your heart, because I believe there are a lot of people that come to church, that read His Word, that accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, but still they just can't see themselves. They can't see themselves living the life that I believe they should and God wants them to do. I'm reading from Psalm 27. It's a scripture you know, heard many times. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident, confident. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. God, just open our minds and hearts for a few minutes so we receive that message directly from you. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people. Amen. Amen. These some wild glasses. Superman, I look like Clark Kent up here with the white hair, huh? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And now I'm going to read you a quote that I read this week. I have no fear of death, which is a huge comfort because we are getting darn close. I don't have a fear of death for my precious George or myself because I know there is a great God. Now, I don't know what your political affiliation with, and I hope from this pulpit you've never heard political statements. But I'm going to tell you one thing today. I love the author of that quote. That was Barbara Bush. And folks, to me, that was one of the grandest, most enjoyable ladies that I've ever seen. I don't know, and I know when I heard the news, I guess it was last Sunday or Monday, I'm not sure, that she was not doing well and she'd made the decision not to have any treatments and that her family was all surrounded by her. And then, you know, with her passing and then the very modest funeral that was held in her honor, I just was a fan of Barbara Bush. I know President Bush said one time, boy, if she'd have ran, she'd have won by landslide. It seemed that people respected her. I thought she was very unpretentious. You know those little white pearls over there. All the other presidents' wives would go and they would take and they talk about what she wore, but never Barbara Bush, because everything she wore was just very simple. But I believe that she captured the heart of America, because I believe without a shadow of a doubt that people respected what she stood for. What she stood for was, and I remember back when her husband in office, she always talked about allowing and getting our children the best chance that they could read. Everyone should be able to read in this country. And I know it, I don't know, just seemed like I like people with white hair. You may not. But I was so moved, and I was thinking back about this statement that she made. I have no fear of death, which is a huge comfort because we're getting darn close. And I could just hear her saying those words. I don't have a fear of death for my precious George or myself because I know there is a great God. In the scripture that we just read, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Wow, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There's a lot of people in this world with a lot of things that they fear. In this bit of scripture, it talks about light. It talks about salvation. And it talks about strength. First of all, you got to see the light. I was talking to someone and they're talking about all the books that they've been reading and all the different things. And Folks, you can read all the books you want to, and I'm not, you just go and just thrills your heart, and I love your read and all like this, but I'll tell you one thing. There is one book, and there is one book only that will show you the light. And that's the book that I have in my hand open. This is the book about Jesus. It talks about people looking forward to his coming. It talks about when he was upon this earth and the miracles that he performed. It talks about how he simply shed the blood upon that cross for my sin and your sin too. And it also talks about that glorious resurrection, resurrection, resurrection. And because of that, as Barbara Bush said, I have no fear of death. Because I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep me and you against that day. You got to see the light. People have got all kinds of theories. They got all things. There's more stuff on the internet now than there's ever been. There's more people talking this and talking that and talking the other. But trust me, I'm still old school. I believe the book and what it says. Amen? Amen. Salvation. Dr. Jeremiah, in doing a survey of his listeners, he said that these are the top three verses that are folks' favorite. He said number three is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He said the second most popular is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Got to have faith. But the number one verse is just a few weeks ago in front of a beautiful headstone we recited in that cemetery, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That is the key to salvation. That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but enjoy that everlasting, everlasting life. You have to see the light. You have to be willing to look beyond the darkness that you see all around you, and all the people will tell you all different things. You have to look at the light of this word which is open in front of me. You have to believe in that salvation upon him dying upon a cross for your sin and mine. And then the part that I really like is the Lord is the strength of my life. Bless you. How do you really enjoy? How do you really experience that strength in your life? You do what he puts you upon this earth to do. And that is to serve others. I know in reading in our purpose-driven life, it's got a wonderful little phrase that if God had just simply wanted you saved, he would have allowed you that as soon as you accepted him as personal Savior, off to glory you would go. He said, no, but he has work for you to do here. And that, I believe, is the strength of the Lord in my life. There was a praise this morning about Bob and I heading up on Thursday to go help some folks out with a little work. I didn't realize that last Sunday night was such a devastating storm up in Amherst County, and watching on the news and how many houses that were damaged, and they estimated it was an F3 tornado that had touched down in different places and all. And when I got the little text on Tuesday, it was talking about how that Rick and Anna Marie were going to head on up because Brother Wayne was having procedures done last week, and they were going to go up and try to deal with the roofs on some sheds and on the main house over there. And I said, Bob, we're going. Anytime that I say, Bob, we're going, Hattie says, amen, take it. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. And off we went. Trust me, it is a joy to ride with Bob Higham in a vehicle for about 3.5 hours. We talk about things. I said, Bob, how's it feel to be 80? He said, well, so Charlie says, by the time you turn 80, you pretty much learned everything. Problem is, you just can't remember it. Bob, do you remember saying that? He doesn't. See, I rest my case. Because when we got up there and we started on the roof work and I'm starting going up the ladder and my knee was not quite and I was just doing one rung at a time, he was making fun of me. But I want to tell you that we'd kind of planned in our what we're going to do. We went there, we saw, we need to do this, we need to do that, and see if we can help out. And I was so tickled that we were able to actually go up and make the trip and to help. I didn't know if we were going to get up there, there'd be nothing we could do. But the key was that although we worked a couple hours there on tacking some metal down and repairing a few different things and all, we did some wonderful things after that. We went and we saw the beautiful farm that they had over there. We rode around and Rick took us up on Molly Mountain over there on the property. You could look out and see the whole 200 acres and you could see miles and miles in the distance. And after that, we got in the car and we went to Eaton. After having a wonderful meal, we went up on what's known as Piney River and we went up there and we just saw some wonderful places that I spent so much of my childhood visiting. Folks, I went to help bless you, someone else. And I was the one who was blessed. That's that unique thing about God and His work. Folks, you think that, boy, I'm going to go help. And I believe that here in Mount Calvary, we have some of the most precious of God's helpers that you can have. But I would say if I asked each one individually, everything that they have done for others that God has so richly returned in their lives. And we just had a blast. And we got paid. I mentioned a bit ago that I like, we were reminiscing about old times. I mean, and I was talking about a electric percolator pot. I said, boy, I used to have one, love that coffee. And boy, they went back in the shed and found, and here it was, two percolator pots. I got paid for my roof work in percolator pots. Now, Matt can tell you all about, what is it, Veggie Stories, what do you call that thing? VeggieTales. But Matt's never even heard of a percolator pot like that, like said, so. Good to be the senior pastor. And that's why we got two. And Bob back there was smart enough, he'd taken his trailer along, and Rick loaded him up with a full load of cow Miracle-Gro. Right out the fields. Now, if you want any more specific information, you go to Bob or you go to Rick. So here we are on Friday. We're coming back up the highway. And I'm in the van and I'm thinking, here we are. And we got a trailer in behind and it's got that cow Miracle-Gro in the back. And I've got two electric percolator pots in the back seat. And I felt, without a shadow of a doubt, that I was exactly where God wanted me to be. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I believe that He has been kind enough to show me the light. And I believe the same for you. And I believe that the strength of my life is simply being in service to Him. And I know that what what small items that I have done and things that I've been able to do for others, that God has replenished my life so many times over. And I believe that you feel the same way too. So, I'm not telling you to get your own trailer. I'm not telling you to get up on any roofs. What I am telling you to do is do that smallest thing that you can do that will help someone else's burdens. Do that thing that God lays upon your heart that will bring joy, that will bring comfort, that will hopefully, that I've heard so many times, boy, I got that card, I got that phone call, I just simply, somebody had that conversation with me just when I needed to hear it. That's God. I believe it. So, I have no idea what Rick is going to pay us next time we go up. But if there is a next time, I'm looking forward. Amen? Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Heavenly Father, we've joined in your house today. And Heavenly Father, you've given us such a warm spirit here today. You've allowed us to laugh. You've allowed us to have joy and just kind of put all the things that are upon our hearts and upon our minds. Just take this small time out to just simply, God, just simply enjoy you. So Heavenly Father, we ask now, we thank you for the light. We thank you for that salvation that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for allowing us to allow you to be the strength in our lives by simply serving others. Now Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies, and it be your will for us to come back again and sing praises unto your name. We'll thank you for it. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen and amen. Hunter, thank you for being such a good sport over there.